This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Traveling the country is something fully vaccinated Americans should be able to enjoy again soon. This as the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention updated its guidance Friday to say fully vaccinated people can travel within the U.S. without getting a COVID-19 test or going into quarantine. The agency previously cautioned against unnecessary travel, even for vaccinated people. The agency says vaccinated people should still wear a mask and socially distance when traveling. For international travel, vaccinated people should still get a COVID-19 test before flying to the U.S. and be tested soon after returning. A car has rammed a barricade outside the U.S. Capitol building. Two Capitol Police officers were injured in the incident, and a suspect has been shot. At least one officer was in serious condition. The driver is in critical condition. That's according to two law enforcement officials who spoke to the Associated Press on Friday on condition of anonymity as the event is unfolding. Capitol Police say the incident happened at a checkpoint near the Capitol. It comes as the Washington region remains on edge months after a mob of armed insurrectionists stormed the U.S. Capitol as Congress was voting to certify Joe Biden's presidential win. The Capitol complex was placed on lockdown after the shooting, and staff were told they could not enter or exit the buildings. A train partially derailed in eastern Taiwan after colliding with an unmanned vehicle that had rolled down a hill. The National Fire Service says 48 people died. More than 100 people were injured. Officials say it was the country's deadliest railway disaster. This is VOA News. The U.S. added 916,000 jobs in March, a sign that a sustained recovery from the pandemic recession is taking hold as vaccinations accelerate, stimulus checks flow through the economy, and businesses increasingly reopen. The March increase, the most since August, was nearly double February's gain of 468,000, according to the Labor Department on Friday. The unemployment rate declined from 6.2% to 6%. G7 foreign ministers have called for a swift withdrawal of Eritrean troops from Ethiopia's northern Tigray region. The ministers of the world's leading economies gathered Friday for an annual meeting in Berlin. They issued a statement following a recent announcement from Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed of Ethiopia that Eritrean forces will withdraw from Tigray soon. G7 ministers urged all parties to exercise utmost restraint, ensure the protection of civilians, and respect human rights and international law. The ministers of Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the United States, and the representative of the European Union called for the end of violence and the establishment of a clear, inclusive political process that is acceptable to all Ethiopians, including those in Tigray. Friday, the United States will hold a trilateral meeting with Japan and South Korea. The meeting, happening at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland, will cover every aspect of North Korea policy, according to a senior administration official in Washington. It is the first such three-way meeting of the country since Joe Biden became U.S. president. Myanmar's wireless broadband internet services were shut down by order of the military on Friday. Local providers confirmed the shutdown as protesters continued to defy the threat of the lethal violence to oppose the junta's takeover. A directive from the Ministry of Transport and Communications on Thursday instructed that all wireless broadband data services be temporarily suspended until further notice, according to a statement posted online by local provider Ooredoo. Broadband internet services were cut off a day after the United Nations Security Council repeated its call for the immediate release of all detainees in Myanmar. That includes State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi and President Win Myint. Iran and the major powers in the agreement to keep Tehran from developing nuclear weapons say they are ready to welcome the return of the United States. In a statement after their virtual meeting Friday, the chair of the group said that the participants emphasize their commitment to preserve the JCPOA. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA.